AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Audio has been posted by the New York Times of a conversation between House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and GOP lawmakers shortly after the Capitol riot last year about then-President Donald Trump.
I've had some few discussions.
McCarthy said Trump should resign.
That would be my take, but I don't think he would take it. But I don't know.
Yesterday, after the Times published its initial story describing the conversation, McCarthy released a statement calling it totally false and wrong. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Ukrainians holed up in a steel plant in Mariupol in Ukraine have been given the option to surrender, but Ukrainian officials won't let them do it. Cities in eastern Ukraine came under Russian fire overnight. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman says talks have derailed.
We were in the midst of very substantive conversations when Vladimir Putin decided that he thought Ukraine belonged to him.
The United Nations says Secretary General Antonio Guterres plans to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin next week. Reverend Al Sharpton is demanding authorities publicly identify the Michigan officer who killed Patrick Loyola, a black man and native of Congo who was shot in the back of the head and killed after a struggle. The indoor mask mandate returned this week in Philadelphia. Health Commissioner Dr. Cheryl Bettegol says it has been lifted again.
Cases remarkably quickly lowered in Philadelphia, flattened out, and hospitalizations went down. And that to me says people are listening when we tell them to listen.
Authorities in Arkansas say four people were shot and killed at two homes in a rural community. Investigators have not determined whether the deaths are connected. President Biden is taking steps to restore national forests that have been devastated by wildfires, drought, and blight. The president is using an Earth Day visit to Seattle to sign an executive order protecting some of the nation's largest and oldest trees. This is AP News. The United Nations Human Rights Office says there is more and more proof war crimes were committed in Ukraine.
Michelle Bachelet, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, called the information coming out of Ukraine a detailed horror story of violations perpetrated against civilians. The UNHCR spokesperson, Ravina Shamdasani, said 92% of those cases came from Russian forces.
There is evidence mounting of war crimes being committed, and these include indiscriminate shelling and bombing of populated areas, summary execution of civilians.
The UNHCR added in a statement that Ukrainian forces also use weapons with indiscriminate effect in the east of the country. Shamdasani said seeing what's happening now, she worries for what will happen in the future.
We are very concerned. We're very worried about what's coming next.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Unvaccinated children 5 to 11 traveling with a fully vaccinated adult will no longer need a coronavirus test to enter Canada. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.